Guys, it's 2020. It's our first episode of the year. Thank you very much for being here. We've got a goal. We've got a goal to get to 100 viewers every time we stream on Mixer. 100 viewers every time we stream on Mixer. This is really going to help us give us tons of exposure to literally hundreds and thousands of new people this year. 2020 is the year. Come join us on Mixer. Mixer.com/X1Bros. We stream every single morning. We stream a couple times at night and on Fridays. We're trying to get to 100. It really will help us out. It's free for you. It's also entertaining for you, if I do say so myself. And it really helps us out. 100 viewers on Mixer, mixer.com/X1Bros. Now, time for the show. It's 2020 and we're back. It's better than ever. Life is better than ever. Loving is better than ever. Love is a little bit sweeter. The air is a little bit more airy. The sun is a little bit more brighter.
Hey, where do you guys...
The X1 Bros are back. It's podcast number 293.
He's still doing his... David really gave Jordan that look. Like, shut the hell up. Shut up. I'm doing the intro.
We're the bros, the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox One community. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. So excited. First episode of the year. Jordan, sorry.
I don't know what I was going to say. I forgot.
Okay, sorry. I scared the idea out of you. Yeah. As always, I'm joined by the bros, the X1 Bros. First, it's Mr. McSpicy. Second, it's Jordan the Man. And I am X1. Welcome to the show. A lot of big stuff is happening. Before we get into it, we do have a community play coming up. Jordan, tell us the next community play, the first one of 2020.
I actually have like half the year planned.
Excellent.
Just that so you know. Excellent. Very good.
Anyway, it's on the 25th of January at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
That is a Saturday. I think it's two Saturdays from now.
It's two Saturdays from now. So it's at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Please convert that to your local
and
time.
And what is the game, baby?
The game is Modern Warfare.
Ooh, I like it. So I like it a lot.
They got some cool custom matches that we can do.
Yes.
And
then Call of Duty. Here we come.
Call of Duty.
Our last community play, we did Halo Master Chief Collection. It was fabulous. It was a blast.
Ronan's excited. Ronan. I'm going to rig it so he's on my team.
Prepare to feel my dominance. Community play hype. Yes.
Yes. Very cool.
They're always so much fun. If you haven't had a chance to join us in the community play, come do it Saturday.
Super fun. We're going to have at least one a month for the whole year.
Yep.
And it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, there you go.
So look forward to it.
2020. Big things are happening, baby. Big things are happening. January 25th. At 8 a.m. Pacific time, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. That is our next community play.
Yes.
Apex Legends. It's the big news.
Yes.
They had an event.
They have an event coming.
That's coming.
Yeah.
They announced it on trailer. It's the Grand Soiree event.
I believe Pathfinder's putting it on.
Oh, Pathfinder is hosting it. It looks amazing.
Very legit.
Yes. I will first of all just say I think Apex is absolutely nailing the style. For those of you that have not yet seen it, you're probably hiding under a rock somewhere because it's everywhere. It has the skins are a very so it's all new skins. It's this limited time event that's happening from the 14th to the 28th.
Yep.
The skins have
hold
this,
on. Did you see that on the we're watching the trailer live?
Yeah, that kick.
That catch. Pathfinder grab.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, whoever did that is really good.
The skins, it has this Outer Worlds
steampunk
Fallout feel to it. It looks fabulous. It looks amazing. They're doing something very unique here in this event. Started on January 14th, every 2 days a new event starts and the previous event ends. So you got 2 days to jump into an event and then you go right into it.
There's going to be seven events
total. It's
cool.
Seven events total that start from the 14th to the 28th. Let me pull it up here and I can go through.
I have it all.
You have them all?
Yeah.
Go through the different events because I think this is cool. I have a theory here. I talked about this with someone earlier today. I think they're testing out new mode. Like, I think these are future changes. And they said, hey, let's test them. Let's see how it works. Do we want to make these changes or not? Let's see if it breaks anything. And they were like, well, why don't we just turn it into an event? Boom. Made an event out of it. That's what I think.
Yeah. So every 2 days, the events are going to change.
Yeah.
But the first one is called Gold Rush, which puts you in a squad of two. So it's duos. You drop into World's Edge and the only weapons you can loot
are gold
legendary tier weapons, L-Star, Kraber, Mastiff, and fully outfitted versions of the Flatline, EV-8, Triple Take, G7, and Charge Rifle.
Oh.
So very cool. After that, we have Live, Die, Live.
Oh, Live, Die, Live. This one is cool. Live, Die, Live is if the three of us are teamed up, two of us die, we respawn as long as the last person makes it into the ring clicks
to the next section, we automatically respawn.
Which,
right?
I think is super cool. I think that's game changing. I think
it's an interesting concept because if you've ever played pub matches, right? You're 4 out of 5 times, if your teammate dies, they just leave.
They just leave, yeah.
Even though we risk our lives getting their tags to revive them, but they just bounce, right?
Yeah.
So the interesting concept on this is just the fact that everyone will stay in the game. They won't leave because
that's just
there's a chance you're just automatically going to be revived.
Yeah,
right?
That's an easier revive. Also, talk about we talked about this earlier, Spicy, the chaos of endgame will be insane.
Can you imagine if...
Yeah, all of a sudden everybody... Boop.
The last little, like, 15 feet's going to have 10 teams. 10 full
teams. I wonder if you don't revive in, the last two rings or something.
No, according to this, it's every time the ring clicks to the next section.
Oh, that's so cool. That one's so cool. The next one actually is the one I'm most excited for.
Yeah, this one is actually going to be really interesting. So the next mode is going to be third person mode, which you can see right now on screen.
Boom.
You're going to be playing in third person.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting.
I made this prediction earlier today. Mark your calendars. I think Spicy will agree with me. We discussed this earlier. This is coming. Third person is coming as an option to Apex.
As a permanent option. The reason is because we've talked about, I've mentioned this many times I've mentioned this many times. They are probably not getting not as near as many sales as Fortnite because Fortnite is third person. You can see your own skins that you have purchased and earned.
Look at those skins. Look at that. Well, I want to see skins. That.
And third person brings a different dynamic of you can see around corners and
stuff.
Yeah. Right?
It definitely changes the gameplay, right? But the fact that you can see your stuff that you purchased makes you want to buy it more.
And so what day does that one start on?
I think this is coming.
That'll be the...
You don't have
that'll
the date
be the third
okay,
so 2 days starting on the January 14th.
Oh, okay,
so that'll
okay.
be the third mode, right? So that'll be in the middle.
So hold on. I actually think, because in the trailer, they do show some third-person play, and it looks just as smooth, just as fast. The game, the gunplay looks exactly the same. I actually think most people, when this comes, will be playing that third-person. It'll be interesting to see. It's superior. It's just so cool, right? Like, look, that's what it is. Because it's just, what it is the Gears CNN cam. It's not third person like Fortnite where you're all the way out. It's still up tight on the shoulder.
I wonder how they're going to do it to aim down sight.
Well, I mean, just like Fortnite probably, lots of them.
Yeah,
when you aim down sight, like with a sniper, it actually zooms in on the sniper. But when it's over the shoulder, like ARs and under, just over the shoulder.
So, right? But that takes away a third of your loot though, doesn't it? Because you don't need scopes anymore. Like
that's interesting. Like some of the attachments.
Maybe when you zoom, you always go into.
Because like if you do like for example,
maybe hip fire stays.
Well, I'm curious if they do it like PUBG. So in PUBG, you can zoom in like you do in Fortnite, and then you can actually click a different button to zoom in through the iron sights. Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. If we go back to the beginning here, we can point it out when it comes up. It's one of the first ones that they show off here, the third person, and it's not like Fortnite third person. It's tight up on the right shoulder. It's very, very, a lot closer to Gears than to Fortnite on it.
Oh, he has the joke on.
Look at the gun skin. Oh, that's so sweet. That one's so sweet.
So right here.
Right here.
So that's Gold Rush Duos.
No. That's when they're coming in. It's right there. See how?
So
oh,
when
and
he
then he zooms out.
When he sprints, it zooms out when he's
well, wait,
fighting.
Was he aimed? He might have been aimed. Can you rewind that
slightly? Yeah, I'll rewind that, yeah.
I think he might have been aimed. So
no,
there
he
you
did
go.
Zoom in a little bit. Right, yeah, right. But that's just...
So notice when he's aimed, I'll pause it right here. Okay, we'll just pause this. Okay. Look at that. It's close right there, but when he sprints, that's when it falls back.
Falls out. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious how they're going to do iron sights if it's even available in that mode. Right?
I think it looks good.
No, it does look good. It looks exciting.
Well, I mean, if they do it right, they're going to make a lot of money because one of the reasons I haven't really gotten into the skins is because I can't see them while I play.
Yeah, you're more focused on your weapon skins, right?
Yeah.
So after the third person, the next mode.
Yeah, this is actually going to be the fun mode.
Yeah.
The stressful mode. This is the fourth mode. It's going to be always be closing. The ring will never stop.
Oh, not this one. Yeah. This one's interesting, too.
So from the get-go, the ring will start closing all the way to the end.
Never stops. And it looks like the ring might give you more damage.
I can see that on that.
Yeah,
on
yeah
that
because that's
one.
That's like the incentive to not get caught in the ring.
Then there's the armed and dangerous.
This is my favorite. This is the mode that got me back into Apex.
Which
this
is basically
shoddy snipers.
Yep, shoddy snipers. Which only shotguns and snipers.
Yeah, which in this map, shotguns won't. It'll be all sniping.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be all sniping.
The sixth mode is King's Canyon After Dark. So we're going to go back to King's Canyon.
Yeah.
And we're going to play at nighttime, much like the Fright
Halloween.
Mirrors.
Yeah, just like the Halloween event.
So
that's cool. That's okay. I don't really care to go back to King's Canyon, I'll be honest.
The next one I think is going to be hilarious. This is Dummy's Big Day.
Yes.
So it's the final mode, transforming all characters into colorful, dummy-looking 3D renders that make it more difficult to discern who is who.
Oh, so you do still have... See, I was under the impression...
That sounds fun.
I was under the impression...
So there they all
there
are.
It is. I was under the impression that you didn't have your abilities anymore, but you still have your abilities then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. And
but you
is,
don't know who's who,
you
right?
You don't know who's who. Very
that
cool.
That sounds fun.
I wonder if your teammates are going to be dummies, too, so you don't even know who your teammates are.
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
So anyway, that'll
Let
be the last
me,
mode.
Stupid! Friendly fire on.
And of course, they got new skins, new gun skins, new emotes.
And the skins, like Watson's skin, that's a good looking
Yeah, that
skin.
Looks like something out of Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
But emotes, all that good stuff, and it'll be starting January 14th, so next week.
So the events are starting soon. I like the every 2 days. I think it's going to force everybody to jump in and play. It's like, I can't miss it. It's only 2 days. I got to play this. Let's play it.
Yeah.
They also do basically have their own battle pass for this event where you can earn 3 guns and a skin. Sorry, while you play. So that's really cool. An event-specific battle pass. You get... event points that you can earn and do different stuff. You get the Mirage skin and then 3 of the guns. So it's very exciting. Spicy.
Yo.
First impressions, event, Apex, Grand Soiree.
Well, I mean, I always like new things. I really like the skins. Oop. A lot of those skins I saw. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, my water.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we all know where Jordan sits at the end of the podcast because there's either crumbs or spills or something. He just spilled his drink. That's okay, though. I didn't mean to point that out. I feel bad about that. No, I really like the skins. And I'll be honest, I haven't spent any money on this game up until they came out with really good skins, which was over the Christmas
holiday
events.
Break,
which
were really good.
Yeah. They like the 301 gun skin is
my
why I spent
one.
My money.
Yep.
Although there are like Mirage's skin, the
Nutcracker
skin. Oh, that's fantastic.
I do think Pathfinder and Caustic also have good ones.
I thought Watson had a good one too, actually. I really liked her candy cane outfit, whatever it was. Anyways, that's cool that they're coming out with good skins. Now I really like the idea of a third person just so I can feel like I'm showing off my skins more.
Yep.
Even though, yes, you could always see me, right? You could always see me while I played. But psychologically, being able to see my own skin that I bought...
It's way cooler.
Mm-hmm. It's... Yeah, I always see it, right?
And here's how they'll do it. This is why it's coming for sure, because it's the easiest thing to do to get yourself money, and it doesn't take away from gameplay. People are probably saying, well, no, that takes away what Apex is. No. How they'll do it is they won't take away first person. They'll just say, hey, we're giving you the option to play third person. And maybe they start everyone in third person and you right click and boom, moves you into first person if you want.
The mode that has me probably most interested is the one where everyone revives.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Just the end game on that is going to be hilarious.
Yeah. It will change the way, like you said, no one is going to back out of a game.
That's,
it changes the dynamic.
I'm pretty sure that's what they're going for because they probably get a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
That, you know, people are leaving. But this will get, they don't guarantee the people stay because they're like, oh, all they got to do is get to the ring and I'm back in. Right. So, that
I find the most interesting, and the end game on that is I'm gonna be laughing, and it's gonna be way intense.
One of the other popular ones, Ronan in chat, is saying it's all about the mode where the ring never stops closing. That one's gonna be fun too.
Yeah, that one's gonna be more consistent. I think it's gonna be more consistent fights, right? There's gonna be a lot less downtime on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're continuously moving, right?
Yeah, and continuously coming together.
You can't stop to loot. You got to kind of just...
It's really interesting how they're doing this. I agree with you, David. I think this is... They had all these ideas to fix problems, and they're like, what if we make an event kind of like a beta where we can just have everyone play it, and then we can see what works and what doesn't.
And everyone will play it, and it's only 2 days long, and we'll be able to see this will break the game. That we cannot do this, right? In mass, right? I mean... Because everything's only 2 days, you're going to get such a surge in players, too. They'll be able to tell, yep, this worked. Nope, this didn't work. Yep. And I can't take credit for that. That's what the internet is theorizing, but I agree with it. I think that absolutely this is probably what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Interesting.
Well, what did you guys do over Christmas break? We haven't been here for two weeks.
Well, as far as gaming?
Yeah.
I played a crap ton of Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah, that game.
It's a good game.
So I think that game actually does have a chance to come to Xbox. That game, so for those of you that don't know what Escape from Tarkov is.
Tarkov.
The Tarkov of the Tarkovs. I do that all the time. Escape from Tarkov, it's inspired by DayZ.
They take a lot of
inspiration. Battle Royale elements to it.
From Arma. Has a lot of inspiration from Arma.
It's you have a character, you have loot that you get in matches, you're in a match, you're on a map, your goal is to extract, which means just to get to a point where you can get extracted, and you get to keep your loot. If you die, you lose all your loot. That's basically a 10,000 foot overview of what Tarkov
is. Yeah, they put you on a map, on one side of the map, and they put other players on the other side of the map, and you have to traverse that map and get out of there.
Yeah.
But anything you bring, if you die, you lose it forever.
It is.
Anything you kill, you can take their stuff. And if you extract, you get to keep all their stuff.
It is, like Spicy said, it's crack. It is so addicting. Really it's very addicting. We've all been playing it
a lot. I told David this earlier. You know what, like Monster Hunter and Dark Souls? You know how like Monster Hunter has that Dark Souls vibe, but they get rid of all like the middle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the accelerated crack version. Monster Hunter's the accelerated crack version.
They just give you bosses.
Yeah. They just give you bosses, and then you can take the cool stuff from the bosses and make your cool stuff out of it, right? This is what they did to DayZ. Tarkov is what that is to DayZ. They took all the boring parts out of DayZ and made it always intense. And every time I play that game, it's a butt clencher.
Oh, yeah.
It is so cool.
Dude.
It takes so much knowledge to be decent at that game. My whole Christmas break, as far as gaming went, I played other games like Apex and stuff, but my brain was always thinking about how I can get better at that game. That game, by the way, no game has ever come close to the weapon modding system in that game. It is deeper than you've ever seen. The developers of that game wanted to make it real. It's like a simulator with weapon modding and everything, right?
It's cool.
So,
anyways, I think
I've had that game forever, but because of the updates, that's when I really got back into it.
It's there's a lot of controls, and so it coming to a controller
would be very
hard to do. But secretly, a lot of games are mouse and PC compatible.
Keyboard
on the mouse and keyboard.
Mouse and PC.
Mouse and keyboard compatible on the Xbox. In fact, I've been really into Rainbow Six this week. And also, I think because, like, if I said, Tarkov is my lover right now, but Rainbow Six is my mistress. And it has a similar feel to Rainbow Six, very tactical, very like one-shot kills, you know. But I'm getting matched in with people who are on my team, and they're on mouse and keyboard. And I'm just sitting there thinking, yep, you could do Tarkov. Then just bring it, just say, it's on here, but it's only mouse and keyboard. Like, I would be okay with that.
Do you think Xbox would allow that, though?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Well, no. You'd have a controller mod, but if the controller mod is inferior, just connect
100%
your
is going to be inferior on that game specifically.
Yeah.
Well, every
it'd be like trying to play, let's say you can technically play an RTS like StarCraft on the Xbox, right? People with a keyboard are just going to be so far high up on that game. And this is very similar. It's not like your normal first-person shooter where everything just feels good, you know, X reloads and all that stuff. You literally have to, you have to check the magazine. You can't even see how many bullets you have in your magazine. You have to check the magazine and it'll give you an estimation. You have to load each individual round into the clips. Click, 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 which makes noise. And that is terrifying because if you're in the bushes and someone's walking by and they hear a click, 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 they know someone's reloading their gun and they're otherwise occupied. You're going to die, right?
Yeah.
Sound is so important in that game. But I just don't, it's just, that game is so deep. Like you have to, there's so many controls, so many things that you have to worry about. It's, I can see that being a challenge with a controller. I'm sure it's possible, but.
Yeah, it would be a challenge. Anyways, it's super, super fun. That's what all, that's Spices. That's basically all he's played. And we've all been playing it. We've been streaming it quite a bit. I've been playing a lot of Rainbow Six, guys, though. Rainbow Six, it's... In fact, Jordan, I think, watching me, downloaded Rainbow Six.
Yeah, it's back on my
box. Is... Ubisoft has done such a good job supporting that game. First of all, it's completely different than when it first came out, right? Like, it's completely evolved.
Yeah.
And it's all about map knowledge. It's just... It's similar to Tarkov. It's all about map knowledge in that game. And... I don't have the map knowledge right now, but it's so much fun. Rainbow Six is very, very good. If you've not played Rainbow Six, you've never tried it out, I highly recommend trying it out because it is excellent. Very fun. That tactical, slow-paced, deliberate feel, it's got me going.
David gets going,
he goes. I go hard.
He goes fast.
Fast.
He goes high and tight.
High and tight. Jordan, what anything that you've been playing? Any?
I've been playing a lot of Tarkov.
Yeah, beyond Tarkov.
Before we go on, me and Jordan had like the greatest raid of our lives last night.
Well, wait, if you want to see the most hilarious thing, we were all on a team.
Do you guys have it?
No, we don't have it here. Well, it's on my Clutch profile, but you could go look it up on our clips on Mixer. Just go to the clips and you can see it. But what happened is the three of us were on a team and we got disconnected, but it lets you reconnect and everybody on the map got disconnected. Right. And it lets you reconnect. And so I load in and there's a guy standing in front of me. We were about to shoot each other when everyone got disconnected and he's starting to move because he's getting reconnected too. And I shoot him in the head. Boom. He's down. Spicy loads in and the same thing happens to him, but he's the guy getting shot.
I got shot. Like I loaded in and I got shot. Right.
So Jordan and I are still alive. We're going back to get Spicy's gear. And Jordan's like, hey, I got you covered, man.
Because there was these two people shooting at us.
That's terrifying. You're hearing shots. Yeah. They're shooting at us. I had just died. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, there's Spicy's body, but he's kneeling. What's up? Because of the reconnect, the other guy was glitched like that.
Yeah.
Jordan saw the other guy standing, even though I'd already shot him. So like, oh, Spicy, it must have done. And
I was like, oh, my body's
there
glitched.
It is. Yeah. David, there's my body. There's my body because he's watching me on stream. So I go over there, shoot Mark in the head. Body falls to the ground and it's quiet for like 2 seconds. And you just hear Jordan say, that was me.
You shot me.
And we lost it.
I was laughing so hard because it's not like an horrible game. We lost all our gear. That gear cost us 100,000 ruples. You know what I mean? And ruples don't come easy in that game.
No.
For everybody that's watching us live, Chief just actually linked that clip.
It's so funny.
That was hilarious.
But you guys had an awesome raid. Like the best, greatest raid of all time, I hear.
Yeah, we started out at, 5 p.m. or something like that?
It was 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah.
And it got dark really fast.
Yeah, we didn't realize it would get that.
Day-night cycles in this. But
when it's dark, I mean, it's pitch black.
You can't see.
Yeah, and we kept getting cut off. There were other raiders. They're called scavs, which are NPC bad guys, which players can play as scavs as well. And we couldn't go certain directions, so we were locked on one side of the map. We're trying to rush out before the sun completely goes down. And we ran into several firefights. Jordan found the best gun in the game, in my opinion, the
M4, yeah.
And so we wanted to extract, and he was working
right at the beginning, too.
That right at the beginning, and we're like, it was like the holy grail.
Yeah.
He found an M4 in a freaking weapon crate that never spawns there. So we already have a lot of things going, you know, for us.
Well,
but we should actually throw that on probably YouTube or something. It was a fantastic raid. It was like a 40-minute raid. And
best time of your life.
My armor got shredded. Yeah. It went from 80 durability to zero.
Well, it was cool because we saw people with flashlights. And you just got to watch it. It was really
such a fun game. And Jordan called me today and he's like, just so you know, I had the greatest raiding experience of my life.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Well, Trisha in chat said, I was watching that live and it was hilarious how calm Jordan was. He's got nerves of steel.
Yeah.
The guy, ice in his veins.
Well, I mean, I've been disappointed so much in that game.
That's true. He never extracts.
Yeah.
Shoots him in the head.
Well, the funniest was when the three of us were on the pier.
In factory.
And shots, snipers are coming, and I get down in the grass, and Jordan's in front of me, and boom, his head, boom, his body falls right in front of me. So I'm taking his stuff, and then I hear Spicy get...
But he's back behind me. I just gave you four of my surgical kits.
Yeah, you just gave me everything to heal up.
I'm like, okay, David, heal up. We were your bodyguards to get you out of that
place. I'm laying
in
the grass, and then I'm taking all Jordan's stuff, and I hear this guy coming down the pier. I can hear him coming, so I'm just sitting there. I switch out of my sniper scope. He comes up, boom, shoot him. That guy had a good gun, too. And then it was just me running by myself to extract. It was a blast.
Well, and then there was the time in Factory when you guys were... So Factory, it's the name of the map. It's one of the smallest. It's basically like a team deathmatch map, right? But was it Mark or David? What do you guys said? Hey, I'll go out first so I can draw the fire.
Oh, that was Spicy.
I was like, oh, okay, finally, I can finally extract.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, it was Spicy.
And then we all ran out, and I still got shot first.
Jordan
at the back.
Yeah,
Jordan at the really back. They're like, I'm not going to shoot that guy. I'm not going to shoot that guy. Deserves to die.
Those two guys look like they know what they're doing because they're running. He's just standing there.
which, by the way, I played that map with Jordan last night, and he shot me in the leg and broke my leg. I had to crawl to the extract.
Well, so everybody knows, it's hardcore realistic, right? So there's no gamer tags. You don't know who's who.
There's no radar, there's no nothing,
right? So sometimes, like, when you lose sight of your guy, you kind of come around a corner and you see someone, and instinctively you just kind of click the button. Luckily, I was aiming down and just shot his leg, which was funny.
You knew I was there. Like, you knew. And then
it's
you're
just
like
a reaction.
You know,
like,
what? Oh, you totally did, what's that movie, Speed? You shot the leg of the hostage. Yeah. You totally Keanu Reeves
movie.
You KR'd me.
Well, and what's funny is a little bit later, Mark realized his leg was broken, and we thought, because we got in a firefight just after that, right?
Yeah.
And you thought it was because of the firefight, but it was probably actually because I shot you.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah.
When you have a broken leg, you move at a standstill.
Slow, yeah. But we got out that round.
Yeah, good. I mean, that game is so good. It's so fun.
Yeah, it really is. Really, really fun.
I mean, we extract like 1 out of 10 times, but when we do, it feels so good.
It is really fun. Really fun. Anyways, enough about what we've been playing. Let's get this show. Let's get to the next segment. This is the news.
Oh,
I'm getting there.
Tell us what is happening in the world that is Xbox One this week.
So this year we get a new console.
Oh, I cannot wait. Everybody, by the way, everybody, we are going to E3. We are going to be there for most of the week. Well, till...
I'm definitely going to...
Wednesday night.
Yeah. You guys may stay longer, but being there from
Wednesday night
Sunday to
slash
Wednesday.
Thursday morning. Early morning is when we'll take off. But we'll be there for E3 and the Microsoft conference. We are going to have a meetup again for sure the Saturday night before the Microsoft conference down at LA Live. We're going to do bowling again because now we know
it's
it.
Good place.
We're doing it Saturday night?
That's what we did.
Okay,
yeah, that's what we did.
Saturday night.
So that is it. So plan it. Mark it. 9th to the 11th is E3, so the 8th. Oh, no, wait. 9th to the 11th is the...
I'm going to actually look this up.
Is the 9th to the 11th is E3.
E3 is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But E3 is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Monday is the 8th. Sunday is the 7th. So Saturday the 6th
there we go.
Of June.
There it is.
Is going to be our meetup. Come join us. It's going to be a blast. Anyways, we are getting a new console. It's going to be a huge E3, too, if you're not planning on going. This would be one, or if you've never been, this might be one to consider going to.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
It's the beginning of a new era. Jordan.
What's new in this week for the Xbox?
New console.
So we're getting a new console. So Xbox Series X is aiming for a holiday release this year, right?
Of course.
And Matt Booty came out and said that its first-party games will be entirely cross-gen for the first year or two.
Oh, yeah.
So basically what that means, let's take Halo Infinite, for example. coming out. It's going to showcase the new console probably, and they're going to have like the upgraded version, but it'll still be playable on the Xbox One.
Yeah, then this is foolish. A lot of people are getting mad at this. Like, well, then what's the point of buying a question? Guys, we already knew this was happening. This is the benefit. Like, I don't understand the faux outrage. The faux outrage is foolish. Shut up. Everyone out there that's outraged, shut up.
What's the point of buying a high-end PC if you can just play the same game with a mid-tier PC?
Yeah, everyone that's mad at that or thinks that's shut up.
And there's still going to be there's still going to be Microsoft.
Well, we already knew it was coming. You can't be mad. Like, we knew that was a like. There is no longer generations. You're getting iteration, right?
Well, what I find funny is when you look at the console launch, it's like, oh, I bought a new console. Why buy a new console? Because there's only like four games for it. So they sit back in their boardroom and they go, okay, well, what if we just made all the games playable then? Well, why would you do that? Now, why do I buy a console? Because now I can play my game. I don't know how to make you
because
happy.
You got to think scalable. Yeah. Like, we're trying to scale this, guys.
No, yeah, and it's just like, well, why upgrade your graphics card? Same question. Console wars are stupid.
Ronan says console wars are stupid. He thinks that's the most of that outrage is coming from Sony fanboys, and console wars are stupid. Amen, brother.
No,
amen.
I mean, yeah, it's the same as having upgrading your PC, but and that's it's only going to be because at a certain point, certain games won't be able to to handle the older stuff, right? Yeah. So it's basically set up just like
the
a PC,
same
right?
As, well,
so
it's the same as phones.
Yeah.
At
so,
a certain point, your phone can no longer take any of the new applications.
He said for the first year or two, so let's say 2 years down the road, there's probably going to be a game that will be only on Xbox Series X because the old consoles can't handle what they're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so that'll be coming
out
this fall.
I'm very excited.
You'll be able to take all your games with you, which I prefer. I mean, because I could get the new console, play the new games, like play Halo Infinite on it, which will take advantage of it. And still have my entire library with me, right? I mean, I don't see a problem with this.
I know Halo Infinite is probably going to be the big launch game, right? You get this new Halo. It's this revamp. It's this completely modern look at Halo. What do they do with it, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm really excited for the new Forza. I've been playing a lot of Forza 7 lately as well. And that game is beautiful. Can you imagine it?
With ray tracing?
With ray tracing.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Yeah. Because even right now in weather in Forza Motorsport 7, it's like, wow, this still looks really good. And Forza 7's what, 3 years old now? 3 years old total. It looks so good. Can you imagine that with ray tracing? And for Motorsport took time off. Like they have of every other year iteration. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that this time. So this is full next gen.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. I think that's the launch game I'm most excited for. And I know that's kind of niche and weird, but
cool.
I'm very excited. Very
It'll
excited.
Be cool, yeah. So yeah, holiday 2020, you'll be able to bring your library with you, which we already knew. Yep. And moving on, but still about the Series X, at CES, which was this last week, just a little bit ago, AMD showcased, they didn't showcase, but they had a video of the Xbox, right?
Ooh.
And they going through like the panel showcase.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it showed the back of it was which I thought was really interesting, and it's not. So it showed the back ports, right? Which we haven't seen.
Wait,
right?
didn't it come out that AMD was fake?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. So it wasn't sourced by Microsoft, right?
It was just rendering that was, it was fake.
That was on there. But I'm going to be 100% honest with you. AMD made the chipset for those consoles, right? I'm pretty sure. Now, it's not sourced and it's not the official thing, but I'm pretty darn sure it's going to be pretty close to what they showed.
Oh,
So basically, they're not going to. If you're, as Microsoft, I think this, right? If this is what I would do if I was Microsoft, anything that's currently on the Xbox One X is not going to go away. It's all going to be on the new console, right?
Yeah,
so you're going to have your two HDMIs for in and out, your power cord,
Optic audio.
Optic audio. Now, the USBs is where it might change. I'm sure they'll still have two regular USB 3.0s.
We need to see.
Now, in the rendering, it showed two USB-C ports.
Oh.
So right now, on the current Xbox.
Wait, people were mad at that?
Well, no,
they weren't mad. This is what happened. AMD came out with this rendering, and then Microsoft just said, that's not accurate. That's not our rendering. Not ours.
AMD said that this was not sourced by Microsoft.
I thought Microsoft said.
Microsoft came out on Twitter.
They both said.
Because I saw the statement on Twitter. Yeah, so maybe it was on
Then the discussion, of course, on Twitter feeds, if you ever watch how civil people are.
That's basically where I live my life, which is why I see the foolishness.
Basically, it's people going, well, this better have my two USB ports. this better have optic audio, or I'm going to just leave. I'm going to go move to Canada.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure if it, my opinion, I think that rendering is pretty close to. There may be a few adjustments, but we know it's going to have everything that the Xbox One X has, right? So you're going to have all that. When it comes to right now, the Xbox One X has three USBs, right? It has two in the back, one up front. Obviously, we know nothing is on the front of the Series X, so it's all going to be in the back. I think they'll have at least two USB-C or USB 3.0. And then maybe the third one will be a USB Type-C. I don't know.
I think they'll reverse it. I think they'll go two Cs, one USB. One, three. If they're going to do three.
I think you've got to just go to C. Well, yeah, but at this point, USB 3.0 is more common than C.
Well, yeah, but for instance.
You could just go two and two.
Well, but for instance, these consoles are going to be able to go 8K, there's no 8K televisions, right? But they don't care. They're pushing this thing, right? I mean, it's the same with C. You just got to do it. A lot of my stuff is C now, and it frustrates me that I have to have all these different cables. Just everyone go to C, please.
Oh, and again, I'm pretty sure it'll have an Ethernet port as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
It did not, the rendering did not have an Ethernet port?
No, it did.
Oh, okay.
But everybody was like, well, this rendering's fake. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a lot of that stuff, guys. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know.
Can you imagine if they forced us to play on Wi-Fi?
No, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. What?
What the hell?
And they wouldn't call it Wi-Fi. They would call it proprietary.
They're proprietary.
This is better than Wi-Fi.
But it's Wi-Fi 6.
It's Wi-Fi 6.
It's Wi-Fi proprietary. We can't even tell you the details.
We can't even tell you.
By the way, it's 2.4.
It's better.
Yeah. It's just your normal Wi-Fi.
It's 2.42.
2.42.
Anyway,
just enough to hit that microwave frequency.
The rendering is not sourced by Microsoft, and it's not confirmed that that's what it is. So that information is not correct, but let's be 100% honest. They're going to have all the basics.
The information we just spent 30 minutes talking about, not correct.
Yeah, but basically, I thought it was interesting because a lot of people, like you said, on Twitter kind of seem to get upset.
I got to get off Twitter. Can I just be honest? Yeah. Twitter is a cesspool.
No, it really
even
is.
In gaming, the only good thing about Twitter is you do get news like instantly, like you see it there, then 30 minutes later, you see it everywhere else. But honestly, I could do without that 30 minutes to leave the cesspool that is Twitter. Like, I follow happy stuff. Like, I follow this account that's like, happy puppies, right?
No,
and I'll get them, and then I'll, like, the comments always show, right? And it's like, this dog sucks. This dog bit my arm off when I was a child. How dare you? And it's like, whoa, man, it's just this happy account. But that's Twitter. Twitter is a cesspool. There are many times.
I believe it's not just Twitter. I believe it's called the internet.
Well, no, but the internet as a whole, I feel like there's this...
No,
I disagree.
I agree with Bill Burr.
No, I do too.
87% of the internet are a-holes.
Yep.
It's
so true.
13% are nice people.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
13%
they're the,
of the
they're
internet.
The people that are like...
Oh, it's playing Xbox.
They're the people that are like, guys, I'm pretty sure there's going to be an Ethernet port out there.
It's like for my... Okay, it's like this. It's like
those people don't yell on the internet.
It's like this. Like, for my job, I had to post on an Instagram account about Escape for Tarkov. And so I posted a thing about Escape for Tarkov. And in the description, I said this game is hitting it big because of streamers. It has a lot of Battle Royale elements to it. And there were a few people. The fact that I said there are Battle Royale elements... That just went off for paragraphs, and it's like, what is happening here, guys? What? How dare you refer? This is not Battle Royale. Blah 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 blah. It's like, well, I didn't say it was Battle. And it's like, okay, whatever.
Did you tell that?
No, I don't respond. Why am I going to waste my energy responding to that?
I like to make jabs at the internet every once in a while.
No.
Like, for example,
I sent them a picture of my wiener.
Yeah,
that's actually illegal.
And I said, suck it.
You know what's funny?
Let me tell you a little jab I gave recently.
I think I have to tell you a story.
Is bringing up a memory?
No.
Wow.
I did not know this guy.
Okay.
It was a friend of a friend.
And someone, he sent you a picture
he
of his
sent
wiener?
Me a picture of his wiener. Okay.
And you're like, huh.
And
as a joke?
No,
or as trash talk?
Just
it's like the ultimate
that's
trash
just like
talk.
His, I don't know why.
He thought it was funny?
You're asking me why he did that? I have no idea why.
He thought it was funny?
But
it kind of is funny.
I don't go in his circles, but my friend rolls in his circles, okay. You know? Anyways, he sends me this picture, and I was like, what? Well, he said, I'm going to send you a text, and he sent me a picture of his wiener.
Oh, so he knew it was you. It wasn't like by accident.
Yeah. Okay. No, he totally did because he thought he was funny, right?
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I got it, but I totally tricked it. I was like, I didn't get it yet. Who did you send this to? What person did you send this to? He totally panicked. It was great. He deserved it.
Yeah, that was funny.
So he thinks to this day he sent his some random phone picture.
Probably.
No, there's been many times going back to the negativity that is Twitter. I've thought of leaving
don't
Twitter.
Don't send those pictures to anybody. No, nobody it's wants not, to see that crap.
That picture's hilarious, though. A little pickle in a
Venus flytrap.
No, but then I think I could have a positive influence. So then I just tweet out something like, I like games because they're fun. Period.
I saw those, yeah.
And it got a lot of retweets. Yeah. It shows you how desperate people are to grasp for something positive on Twitter because it's all crap.
Yeah, it is.
So
anyway,
screw them.
Long story short, I'm pretty positive the new Xbox is going to have an Ethernet port, HDMI ports, and probably a few USBs on the back there. So,
yeah. Amen.
I don't think we need to worry.
You are going to be able to connect your box to the TV. You are going to be able to hear that audio.
Yeah.
And you are going to be able to connect to the internet.
And your controller.
And your controller with proprietary Wi-Fi.
Possibly an external hard drive.
Yes.
The possible part. Though.
So as awful as that fake picture was, I'm sure a lot of that stuff will actually be on there. All right, moving on. Los Santos. Do you guys know where that is?
I do.
That's a Grand Theft Auto 5. And guess what?
I heard it's expanded.
Grand Theft Auto 5 has come to Game Pass.
Boom.
Which is very cool. In addition, we also got Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet. On Game Pass, which is a pretty freaking awesome.
Dude, Grand Theft Auto Online, they just do it right, man. They're just doing it right. They need to bring whoever's working on Grand Theft Auto Online over to the Red Dead Online because it is not even close the same. Not even close.
Speaking of Red Dead Online,
You want to know what I think the problem is there?
What?
I think the problem there is they're too serious about Red Dead Online, and they don't take themselves serious in Grand Theft Auto at all.
But the game is serious. That's the thing. They're trying to stay true to the game. Grand Theft Auto, because it's in a modern, you know, world, right? And sure. There's a part in the game when you're on acid or some sort of drug and you're flying through the city, right? Aliens are going on. Like, that game is just...
But...
It allows itself in the lore to be wacky and zany.
But Red Dead had zombies... The side quests have some zany side quests as well as Grand Theft Auto.
But they still try to anchor themselves in that world a little bit.
Yeah,
I think just the very Red or Rockstar, I'm not speaking for them, but I feel that they try to anchor their games into their lore that they've created. Mm-hmm. And I think Grand Theft Auto 5 allows for more flamboyance.
Yeah, I will say Red Dead 2 is a little more grounded even than the first Red Dead, I think. But
yeah. And just by the nature of that game, they're trying to stay true to it. Maybe in 3 years when no one's playing it anymore, then they'll come in with crazy Lego cars flying through space and doing all the flippy news.
Yeah. Anyways, Grand Theft Auto is on Game Pass.
Game Pass, along with Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet, which is pretty cool. And then Red Dead Redemption 2 Online has brought out a new patch, which brings a new bonuses for the Moonshiner Pursuit. And some new clothes and stuff.
They listened to me.
They did?
Because you heard what they did. They lowered the price of Moonshining.
Oh.
They lowered the price to get in and purchase it.
So what you're saying is after we all bought it.
After everyone bought it. Well, I didn't buy it, though. I used my gold that I already had earned.
Sucker, Jordan. Yeah. Jordan's the sucker here.
They lowered it, and they're giving you more gold for more things. And yeah, it's because that formula doesn't work.
I get my gold? I wonder if
they're going to... Don't screw me to get into your new mode. Just give me cool cosmetics. Like, that's how you're going to make your money.
Yeah.
Or something. Let me buy properties with the cash. And that's eventually coming. Anyways, they changed it. That was one of the big parts.
Yeah.
Because
I think
Moonshine is actually their best trade that they've done.
No, it is fun.
It brings in a lot of different aspects of the different trades and kind of combines them into one. However, I don't think a lot of people were playing it because they couldn't unless they ponied up some money. And I think Rockstar, clearly, I mean, how many weeks went by? 3 weeks? And then they patched it and lowered everything and gave you more incentives.
You're getting bonuses for
doing that trade now that you didn't get before.
If we charge money for everything, people won't buy everything?
Well, that's not necessarily true. It almost felt like they were nickel.
That's how I feel,
right?
Yeah,
I felt screwed. I feel screwed harder.
Yeah, normally when I get screwed, I get a kiss. They weren't kissing me.
Nope.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Nope. Well, now I just wasted my gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is frustrating. But the game is fun.
Just show me a little love.
Yeah.
They weren't showing me.
Maybe any. It'll be like, maybe I'll log in tonight. Remember before when they like kept readjusting gold and they'd like refund you? You know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe
they're
maybe,
just
maybe
trying to dial it in.
Maybe they're just dialing it in. Yeah.
Yeah. So
have you played the Sword Art Online game, by the
no,
way?
No, I haven't installed and ready to go, though. It might be the one of 12 games I beat this year.
Is that your New Year's resolution? We'll talk about New Year's resolutions later.
Well, remember we
are we doing New Year's resolution? Well, I hate those.
We already talked about it two weeks ago.
We'll review it. We'll review it again.
Yeah, mine was I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. And you already broke that one.
I know. I broke that. I played Tarkov.
Yeah. Last but not least, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is going to be available exactly 1 week.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Kakarot.
Kakarot. What does what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's Japanese.
Kakarot.
For mind your business.
Is it Japanese?
No, I don't know what it is.
Or is it just a random word?
I think it's like is it like an area? I don't know the Lord.
The Lord?
The Lord.
It's
the
his
lore.
Name. It's a name.
It's his a name.
Oh, it's Goku's name? Oh, I didn't know that one.
It's Goku's name. See, I'm a noob.
Didn't know that one
noob.
At all.
Noob. Anyway, Dragon Kakarot. Ball Z Kakarot, the new action-adventure game
his
from...
His Saiyan name.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Saiyan.
Jordan, you're a weeb. You should
Saiyan
know
name.
Jordan just got his weeb card revoked.
Wait,
is it Saiyan or Saiyan?
It's Saiyan. He's a Saiyan.
See? I need to be a weeb.
You've never had a weeb card, so it's no big deal. Yeah. Jordan has had a weeb card for a while, but it just got revoked.
Saiyan.
Yeah. No, I actually haven't watched a ton. I've watched like the first few Dragon Balls.
I bet you there's so many listeners that were just cringing at that whole
right
conversation. I'm like sorry.
Yelling. Anyway.
I'm learning.
They're yelling.
Anyway.
Well, so I started with the OG Dragon Ball and I was like going to Jordan for like, Jordan, what's going on here? Jordan had never watched
the original
first
Dragon
one.
Ball, yeah.
And so I was like, at some point I realized as weebish as Jordan is.
He's got some blind holes.
I know
blinders.
More about him.
He's got
Dragon
some blind
Ball
spots.
Because
well,
he didn't watch the origin story.
In that specific genre, yes.
In the Dragon Ball genre, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Jordan's getting a little defensive.
Yeah, he is. He is.
We're attacking his blind spots.
You're no longer a weep, man. Jordan's going to go home and study it up, man.
You're a wee.
You're just a wee. We took away your eeb.
Have you gotten to the cell fight yet? Probably not.
No, not yet.
Interesting.
No, we... Oh, fun!
Oh, hey, yeah, he's
no,
attacking
fun
you.
Fun fact: we started watching it with our daughter. However,
oh, yeah, good.
However, the old man in the show
is a total creep.
Oh yeah, dude, like, he's Master Yoshi.
He like is always trying to stare at girls' underwear and stuff. And so we're like, maybe our 3-year-old shouldn't be watching. This is not okay. If an old man does that to you, you tell daddy,
yeah.
And he will go kill him. But they just make it like all like happy and fun.
It's
like, Master Yoshi,
right? Is it Yoshi or?
Roshi?
Yeah, Master
Roshi.
Yeah,
Roshi? Well, we don't know.
Samsonite.
Yeah, see, even chat, Ronan has said, cell fight equal best. It is a really good fight.
Okay.
There's a father-son moment that brings me to tears during that fight. I hope I can share that with my son one day.
Someday you'll have to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, no, there's really a father-son moment. It's just fantastic.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Ronan agrees with you in chat. That's funny. Okay.
See? Yeah. So father son.
So Kakarot.
Oh yeah.
I totally
Kakarot.
Roshi. Master Roshi.
Roshi. Yoshi. Yoshi's
Yoshi.
The dinosaur from
the
Mario.
Dinosaur. I was like, Yoshi. No, it's Roshi.
Yeah.
I got the R. You got the Oshi.
Yoshi right. is
Roshi,
very right. underappreciated. Do you know how many times I ditched Yoshi to make that jump?
I'm not a fan of Yoshi.
Like King Arthur.
Yes,
King Arthur Yoshi,
because he King Arthured that horse.
Yeah.
Yoshi annoys me. I went back because I'm been playing Nintendo Switch at night.
I think he makes fun noises.
I'm doing the Super Nintendo, so I'm doing Super Mario World.
Nice, I love that game.
Yeah.
So good.
I hate Yoshi. I feel like I have a better time being full Mario, running full speed across the map than being Yoshi.
But he's basically your friend you can ditch to go do stuff.
Yeah, that's basically.
Like,
yeah.
And you need that person.
He does fun noises.
He does. And he eats everything. That's cool.
Well, and then he can eat things and then poo out
and
stuff that you could use.
Or throws out like he'll eat it and then spit out rockets
and
or something.
I feel like Yoshi actually tries really hard. Like, have you ever double jumped?
I think
with
he him? Way harder than Mario.
Because yeah. When he double jumps, like he is, you can tell when Yoshi
his
jumps.
Feet
yeah, and,
are going,
and his sound, he's like, yeah.
His feet are dangling.
He's right. Meanwhile, you're just riding him into the ground.
Like, and then you just like. You just like just ditch him.
Yeah,
you're just like peace out.
I'm
yo.
Out. I'm out.
But
that's
there's
what
a
I do.
There's a million Yoshis, so who cares? There's only up to 99 Marios.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
know, Mario's are more important.
That game comes out this year, this week, the Dragon Ball game.
No, next week. Well, this week. But, yeah, this it comes week. Out
17th.
A week from today.
17th. It looks cool. Character progression trailer dropped this week. Looks amazing.
So check this out.
Yo.
Well, you actually already said everything, so we're pretty much good to go. So, oh, but you should see there's cooking.
There's cooking, there's fishing.
You can go home to Chi-Chi.
Yeah, and she.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so Dragon Ball Z Kakarot,
the RPG. It's the adventure action with RPG elements is dropping this week. Yep. Open world.
They showed a new character progression trailer, which shows.
Oh, I should have been having this.
The
up,
eating,
huh?
Which is really cool. You know, so it's going to be similar to.
I'm still going to throw this up now.
It's going to be similar to Monster Hunter, where you eat food and get stats. I believe if you pre-order the game, you get a ingredient that gives you permanent stats,
dude,
which is really
cool.
So we should pre-order. I dig the art style.
There's community stats that are basically passives.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a good time.
This looks badass.
It looks so cool. Spicy, we're getting this game. FYI.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and we're going to pre-order it so we can get that food item. So, by the way, I think the cooking in this game is actually better than Monster Hunter because you should see the piece of meat.
Oh, you should see his meal. In fact, it'll show it at the end of this trailer.
I'll tell you, if my wife cooked
it's
like
Chi-Chi.
It's
a big thing of rice. Oh, and Spicy will really appreciate it. It's rice and chicken on top. Oof, it's beautiful.
It sounds good. I'm a sucker for both rice and chicken.
And Chi-Chi.
And I'm a sucker for Chi-Chi.
Yeah, watch. Here it is. What they're going to show. Like, there's just, like, normal
stuff.
They're
going to show this piece of meat.
Then you can go home and cook. Anyways, it's full-blown.
I'm a sucker for Chi-Chi.
Well, look at the open world in this. Like, look, he's got to go and get food.
Look at that meat.
Sit around a
that
campfire.
That is a big steak.
Yeah. Wait, here we go. Make a dish for me.
Is that Chi-Chi? Was that
Chi-Chi? No, that's not Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi's got black hair.
Watch the meal that this guy eats, though. It's insane.
So that's Chi-Chi.
Oh,
the trailer's like, meal. Just go home, Ben.
There you go. Full course meal. Yeah. Watch this thing. This is.
She gets all excited. Oh,
look at that thing. Oh, my goodness.
And look at him go.
Look at the stat boost. Oh, yeah. That is true. That's how Goku eats, though. That's just true to the
you see how fast
lore.
He eats with those chopsticks?
That's how he's always hungry, and he's always eating like that.
That's because he burns a lot of calories.
Oh, dude. Anyways, I'm excited to play this game. I hope it's good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. It comes out next Friday, the 17th.
Has there been any like pre-reviews or anything of this yet? I hope it's good.
I usually don't listen to reviews. I like to just play for myself.
Regardless.
But, I'm very excited. We're going to get it.
Regardless, we're getting it.
It's going to be a fun one.
When does this come out?
Next Friday, the 17th.
The 17th, yeah.
Okay, I got a plan for it. That looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. That looks like a badass game.
That looks cool. This is the fighting, the flying. Oh, just give me more.
Give me more.
Give me more.
He's got a D metal.
Sucker. That's fantastic. So anyway, that's what I got for you.
Next. Oh, there you go. That brings us to the last segment of our show.
Give me a sec. I'm doing other things. There we go. Other things.
This is the portion of the show where we take your questions to submit a question. You can do so each and every single week over on Patreon, patreon.com/positivegaming or x1bros.com/support. Our first question of 2020 is by Joel Van Ebert. He says, bros, could you give New Year's resolutions to each other? Thanks. One love, Super Shark.
Cool.
My gaming resolution is to finish games I start, particularly single-player games.
Yep.
How long will that last? I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. Which is why I've not yet played a single-player game. I'm only playing multiplayer games right now so that I don't have to do that.
So you do it.
But one that I never finished all the way through, I'm really close. Really close. Is Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you can choose the ending. You can choose the ending, and the ending's...
So,
that's,
you want to know where I got sidetracked?
Game. That's a good
what
game.
I got sidetracked and I just loved is the Hollywood side missions with Trevor, with the old couple.
Yeah, well,
and
they're
that,
funny.
And that derailed me. And
well,
that's
did,
where
you
I, that's where I
did you finish that whole train of
I
events?
I think I had like one thing left. I think I was on like the last one when I stopped.
They are that couple.
See, I think I should start over because, although I do remember how good of a story that is, because I remember that story. So I should just take up where I left off. But Grand Theft Auto, The Witcher 3 is on that list.
Oh,
as well.
And it's on Game Pass now, too.
That's one that I need.
It's on Game Pass, but you don't get the like the game of the year.
We have the DLCs anyway, so. But those two games are on my list as games, single-player games that I got to beat. Yeah.
Witcher's good.
How about you, Jordan?
I'm going to try and beat one game a month.
Oh, that's 12 games this year.
So this year, I will at least beat 12 games.
Like AAA or just...
Well,
like
it just depends.
Games.
Like if I have a slow month, I might bring up Cubot or something like that. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to hold myself to AAA. No, so this month there's a couple games I'm playing. I'll probably beat the campaign of Battlefield 5 this month, right? So that'll count for January. Next month, February will probably be Dragon Ball Z because we got that coming out here in January.
and it'll probably take me a while.
That one looks like it's going to be a long game.
I think they said, I heard the hour count. Was it 40?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or something like that. I felt like I heard the hour count. But anyway, don't worry about that. Anyway, so yeah, at least one game a month. I actually am doing a little retro gaming. I am currently playing Final Fantasy X.
Oh.
A good one.
Oh.
I'm going to say it.
Not 10.2?
10.2 sucks.
10.2 blows.
Yeah.
Don't play it.
It blows.
So your first one for this month for the year is going to be Dragon Ball Z.
Well, first, I mean, that'll probably be the AAA title. I'm halfway through the story mode in Battlefield 5, and it's actually really good. Mm. That'll probably be my January game that I beat. But no, I just want to try and beat one game a month, so at least 12 games a year. Wow. And I'm probably not going to do like some cheapo game, you know, like Cuba.
Don't fake it.
But I mean, I feel like Battlefield 5 counts. You
hey,
know,
can we
got a story
can
mode.
We call you out if you fake it?
Yeah, I might go out and we'll do. Out. I might go out and do like Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I haven't played that one yet. So
that's a cop out.
That's like a full AAA title.
That's okay. It's linear. It's like 20. It's maybe 20 hours. No.
You've
got to go.
That's a cop out?
You've got to go 50 plus.
What are you talking about?
50 plus
that's
hour.
Like that is no. The definition of an adventure game. Like,
gotta,
that is what.
Each game has got to be at least as long.
It has to be. It's got to be. 300-hour yeah, campaign.
It's
got to
be at least as long as The Witcher. It's the only game that matters.
No, The Witcher, that's a long
if you
game.
You can do that every month.
No, so I'm excited. I've actually, funny enough, so I
have you mapped
playing.
It out then? You've mapped out like, okay, this
well,
game releases.
So I have, I have a list of, so I bought a planner.
Oh.
You bought a planner?
No, yeah,
just
no,
for this. No. Dude, this is next level.
Well, no, so.
You yeah. bought a Franklin
leather?
Planner.
Did you get leather?
Leather, it's got no. that little.
No, panda. So, no, because we're doing.
Folds open.
There's a calculator no, inside.
It's the full size.
So no, at my house.
Note page.
So
it's got the monthly and the weekly.
It's got those tabs that are all different colors.
Yeah. No, so
remember
at.
Remember Franklin planners?
Oh, yeah, they're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Are they still around? Or oh, yeah. Now that we have phones? Or
oh, yeah,
obsolete?
No. No, everyone.
I prefer the
everyone
physical.
Uses everyone uses them? Oh, then where am I? I got to get my Franklin planner.
Franklin planner, yeah.
No, so. I got a planner for New Year's, right? I bought myself a nice, good planner, and I've because we had a you know we're doing streaming, so I have my streaming days on there with
oh,
time,
I
right?
Like that, I like
my
that.
Wife and I are doing different things, so I have like all our dinners for
oh,
the
I
week
like
because
like
we
it.
Plan out the whole month now.
Wow,
trying to be right.
Good job.
And then of course I have my like I have Call of Duty. I need to play Call of Duty each day to reach a certain level, which I got to that right. So I have that on the planner. I exit out right. So I'm very organized this year.
This
so and then next to my planner, I have a list of games. That I want to beat. You know, Battlefield 5 is one of them. Final Fantasy 10 is on there.
Jordan,
of course, Cyberpunk and Kakarot are on there as well, right? You know, games that are coming
this
out.
Needs
so,
to, this needs to be a YouTube video that you make, like how to properly schedule game time.
And you have to do it in like that crappy like education format.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's...
Like,
chalkboard
PowerPoint,
or whatever.
Should I
yeah.
use PowerPoint?
PowerPoint.
Should I use
PowerPoint? And yeah, have really bad audio.
I'll have to go buy myself a clicker.
And it'll be we'll just do it with like our phone camera in a classroom somewhere.
That would be awesome.
Because this is next level, man. You are blowing my mind right
no,
now.
No, it's pretty cool. It keeps you organized. So I look at my and I'm like, okay, what have
can
I
done?
Can
you bring it next week
I
so
haven't,
that we can go through it?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I haven't reached level 10 in Call of Duty on the Battle Pass today. I gotta do that, right? So I do that.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Well, now we go to Spicy.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing with your life?
What are you doing with your New Year's resolution for
so I remembered what I said. And it was, I hate resolutions, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to try to be better.
I like that.
Be a, like good at, mm-hmm. at games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to improve myself. Right. So, and I think I actually succeeded with that because I've been playing a lot of Tarkov.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm. And, everybody, you should see my spreadsheets. Yeah, I mean,
it is
my I have several tabs on Excel that
it
I access
amazing.
At any point in time. Actually,
everything.
I'll see if I can show it after the show at our post show.
There we go.
Live. See if we can pull it up and show you guys.
So,
because it is intense.
So look at out of the three of us. Like it totally shows the true gamer in this group is clearly Jordan, who's got like a game a month. I've got it mapped out. My battle pass is what I've got to do. I've got a daily planner for it. We've got it scheduled out every single day. And my goal is, I just want to not quit the games I'm playing. And Spicy's is, I just want to improve.
I think that's good.
No,
like
they're all good.
There.
They're all good.
Jordan is like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Gamer lifestyle, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it a lot. Great question. Thank you very much, Super Shark. Next question comes from Garbage Grove. Garbage Grove writes in and says, hey, Brosives, I got a question for you. Obviously, this is an Xbox podcast, and you guys mostly play Xbox, but have any of you ever thought of doing another podcast just about video games in general? I'm aware of and love Gamer Daily News, but I think it would be awesome to hear a weekly feature length one from you guys in the same vein as Gamer Daily News. Thanks, and I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas. Thank you very much, Garbage Grove. So first of all, for those of you that don't know, there's another podcast, Gamer Daily News. It's gaming news every single day in under 10 minutes. So go check that out, Gamer Daily News. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever your current podcasts are. But as far as a generic overall gaming podcast, we've not really discussed that. Eventually, we'd like to do more podcasts. Mm-hmm. Once we get to studio level, those podcasts do become an option. It's a lot of work to do a podcast, to do a podcast properly and well. So we did have an NES Bros podcast that was Nintendo Switch. The problem came in, since we're not doing this full time, we didn't have time to play the amount of games required.
Well, what's funny, okay, really, when we were doing that show, the first like 3 months, nothing came out on the Switch.
No, yeah, it was, what'd you play this week? Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, once again, that's what I enjoy.
Breath of the Wild. And we just realized those shows will come when we're able to do this full time.
And we didn't have time.
Our generic, what you could call generic gaming podcast would be our bonus episode that we do every month on Patreon. For our Patreon subscribers,
we talk about whatever.
That's
and
whatever,
everything.
And that is actually probably, if we were ever to do like the next pod, like first up next podcast, it would probably be that version, like where that's just. True. Because
those are
honestly so fun.
Those are my favorite. There's no preparation. We just sit down and shoot it.
And
I
think it's actually some of our best stuff as a result. Like,
I know.
Really,
there's some. We have really, some funny conversations.
It's really good. But great question, Garbage Grove. That's the goal. 2020. I actually think 2020 is going to be a big year for us. And it's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. Thank you very much for writing in. Dead Captain James writes in and says, "Hey, bros, I got a topic for you. Would you like to see Gears and Halo split into two teams and be two separate games?" He says, so for example, the multiplayer portions of both games become their own standalone games and become free to play and have them get updated regularly like Fortnite, while the single player games get a traditional 3 or 4 year dev cycle and full attention from a separate team. This would allow them to be bigger and better on single player sides of Gears and Halo. What do you guys think of this idea? Spicy.
That's a fascinating,
interesting
really,
take. Basically, take your franchise and make multiplayer permanent and ongoing.
In a way, that's kind of what Blizzard is doing with Overwatch. You know, I mean, they are just a multiplayer game, or they were.
And now
they're bringing a single player component. They're bringing a single player and a PvE component into that.
Yeah.
Right. So with their Overwatch 2, but it's not Overwatch 2. It's just like a DLC, in my opinion. But that's an interesting concept to do it that way.
Well, so there'll never be a release of a new, if you were to do it this way, a new Gears 5, for instance.
Yeah.
Gears would just be Gears multiplayer, and it would have, it probably have like a battle pass or something, and would constantly update season to season.
Yeah, the only concern I have, which I think that concern is starting to get negated a little bit with how Microsoft is starting to nudge the market towards a never-ending, you know, console cycle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the traditional sense, the concern I have with that is hardware gets older and your game gets more and more limited as time goes on, mm-hmm. right? But I mean, think of like, remember Destiny 1, how they could not have enough just because of how the game was coded and the limitations of the Xbox 360. Was it these 360?
360 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, the PlayStation 3, because it was on those games, but they would not make changes to the game and they could not. Vault space, for example, they could only allow a certain amount of vault space on the old consoles. Mm-hmm. So it was affecting the newer generation that they couldn't do that, right? So that's in the traditional sense, I see that holding games back. But I think games are now starting to be developed with a longer cycle, and that in the minds of developers that all we're going to do is basic. I mean, all they're doing
is... This is the foundation that we'll build upon for the future.
Yeah, all they're doing is just lowering graphics and building that game specific to like a PC setup where there's going to be people that have crappy PCs, mid-tier PCs, and just balls-out PCs, right? And that's basically how the Xbox is going to be run. And I think that's kind of that. This idea maybe we're looking into the future. Yeah.
Maybe Halo Infinite.
That's an interesting concept. I think that may be what happens.
I mean, it kind of already does in the respect that you clearly have teams within your game, you know, maintaining and updating.
But
this is taking that and completely separating
them. I mean, Fortnite is an example of just pure success.
Do you run into the issue?
Both of them.
I think it's a very interesting idea,
too.
Because
they have the single-player game mode and the multiplayer game mode, right? And it obviously...
Do you run into the issue where, let's take Fortnite, for example, is not as many people are playing the single-player mode or have touched that mode compared to the amount of people that play the Battle Royale mode?
Absolutely. Right? And that's honestly what I see about, like, a Call of Duty. I stopped playing the campaigns.
Yeah.
I just started, you know.
So, for example, theoretically, you're seeing it. So, if that's the case with Fortnite, not very many people are playing the Save the World mode. Most people are playing the free to play or the Battle Royale mode. If you separate your games into single player, multiplayer, you'll probably lose sales on your single player portion, right?
Correct. But, I mean,
what does Fortnite care?
Fortnite brings in 400 million a month.
But that's Fortnite, right? We're talking about games.
But we can learn. Apex is learning from Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know, all these games are learning. We have battle passes now.
Yeah.
Fortnite brought about battle passes
in a
way that makes money.
Yeah.
Right? So I think going forward, that Dead Captain James, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You're still going to have your traditional full-fledged campaign, so don't worry about that, single-player stuff, right?
Yeah.
But games that have both, I think that may be starting to be a thing. Because, like, look at Rainbow Six, even though that's just multiplayer, that game has been updated and catered to.
That game's really good. I mean, just the way that they supported it. And that's perpetual multiplayer. Let's just say that's the term, perpetual multiplayer, right? Ongoing multiplayer, mm-hmm. like a Fortnite or an Apex or whatnot. That's what Rainbow Six Siege is. And a lot of people want a single player campaign. You can still do that.
Yeah, like Overwatch.
Yeah, as a separate thing.
Games are now, their longevity of games are lasting longer and longer and longer because of battle passes and all that stuff. That's interesting. I actually, Dead Captain James, I think I'm with you. I think that may be what happens.
Yeah.
That whole...
Anything to add, take away, Jordan?
No,
I was just...
That's fascinating.
Dead Captain James, thank you very much. Great question. Black Knight writes in and says, I know it's early, but what are your E3 predictions and what's your plan if you're going to E3?
Predictions?
So we talked about our plan earlier. We will be there. We're going to be there all week. We're doing a meetup bowling again.
Probably bowling. That was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. So come join us the Saturday before the Microsoft conference. It's going to be a blast. As far as E3 predictions... I don't know, but
it's probably going to be a lot of games.
Yeah,
we'll probably get some gameplay of Halo Infinite, actual gameplay,
some new IPs, a bit of kills,
new console,
more information on the new console.
Yeah. There was an interesting tweet today by Ryan McCaffrey over at IGN, and he said that something to the extent, and I'm probably butchering this, so forgive me, Ryan McCaffrey, if you're listening to this, but he said something to the extent of Microsoft has $1 trillion.
$1 trillion? Holy shnikes.
Yeah, $1.1 trillion, right?
Okay.
Something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they said that is enough. He said that is enough for them because they're still in the market. He's alluding that they're still in the market looking for game developers. That's enough for them to buy
everybody?
The world.
I think what the world is.
The
going
two people
for,
he put up was Take-Two.
Okay.
Which would be giant. What does Take-Two give you? WWE,
do you know
Rockstar.
Do you know why that would be funny? What? Because What's-His-Face just made that comment to Microsoft about Microsoft's console a couple weeks ago.
Who's it?
The CEO of Borderlands. What's the guy that I actually like him.
The magic trick guy.
Yeah, the magic trick guy. Wow, what was his name? Yeah. Pitchford. Randy Pitchford.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft's like, what did you say?
Okay,
we're buying you.
Buy him.
Yeah.
But don't give him any cut.
Because Take-Two is the publisher of Borderlands, correct?
Yeah.
Gearbox develops it. Take-Two publishes it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But also, I mean, that gives them... Rockstar, the whole shot. Can you imagine that? And then the other one was whoever the parent company of Bethesda is, which gives you Bethesda, id Software, gives that whole thing. And that's,
he
said, that's kind of the market.
Well, there's Bethesda Studios, but then there's Bethesda.
I thought there was Bethesda who then owns
I'll tell
id,
you.
Or not owns, but.
Yeah.
But anyways, if they're clearly looking and they make a move for that and then announce something like that, wow. People in comments were saying, like, why don't they just save their $1 trillion and spend it? ZeniMax Media. No, it's not ZeniMax Media.
No, Bethesda owns ZeniMax.
Yeah, no, I don't remember who
I think
it was.
It's Bethesda.
Oh, is it Bethesda?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
There it is. No, it's ZeniMax.
Oh, yeah. It became a subsidiary of ZeniMax.
It is ZeniMax, yeah. So Microsoft has a $1.2 trillion market cap. They could easily afford, if they're willing to sell, ZeniMax, valued at $2.5 billion in 2016, and or Take-Two, was a $14 billion market cap. Take-Two, could you imagine?
And they still have a lot of change left over. Yeah.
And ZeniMax, now this is all
hypothetical. Throw Nintendo in.
Trillion is how many zeros?
This is all hypothetical, but here's what Ryan McCaffrey says. He says, ZeniMax would give them Todd Howard, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Starfield, id Software, Doom, Quake, and Wolfenstein, Machine Games, etc.
In addition to ESO and all that.
Yeah, Bethesda happens to make exactly the kind of games Microsoft needs, needle-moving, top-tier single-player games. Take-Two, meanwhile, would mean Rockstar, Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead, NBA 2K, WWE 2K, both huge sellers every day. Or every year. Can you imagine that kind of move? That's completely hypothetical.
What if Microsoft bought Sony?
Well, that's what actually. That's what someone said in.
You know what? Buy them.
Someone said in chat. I think they should just make the big move and go get Sony. Sony Studios. Sony Interactive Software.
Yeah, or Nintendo.
Guys, you want to know what I've been doing over break, though? Reading Console Wars. Read it. It is so good. I'm listening to it, actually, while I walk.
A book called Console Wars.
Console Wars. Okay. First of all, the narrator is super good. Number two, the way that you tell the story. So this is the history of how we got to where we are today in the gaming space. And they tell it through not just like in 1995. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's through like first person story of the people that were there. It is so good. But the way that Sega and Nintendo went after each other and how Sony got. I knew how Sony got into the space in the first place, but I did not know the extent that.
They were a mistress that was shunned. Like they
Nintendo
were like,
purposefully, publicly humiliated Sony. Yeah.
Hell hath no wrath as a woman scorned.
And so
in
Sony,
this case, a game to an electronics.
So
company.
There was a guy, and I forget his name. He's like from the Netherlands or somewhere like that. And he was over the software side of Sony, which Sony wanted to get into because that's where all the money is, right? In software. And actually, this is opening my eyes. Seeing this is opening my eyes up to Xbox's strategy because they say over and over again. Sega says it, Nintendo says it, PlayStation says it, everybody says it. Software is the money. Hardware, you don't make any money. It's all about software.
Yeah.
Anyways, but so they were at CES, and at the time, gaming was not gaming, right? So they're in a tent outside, but Nintendo just owns it. Nintendo, it was like a $4 billion market, and Nintendo owned 90% of it. Like it was just no competition. Yeah. And so Sony, they had partnered with Sony, the deal, the handshake was done
to
do the disc CD, the new technology that Sony owned, blah, blah, blah. The guy, I forget his name, I apologize. He is over the software division that's going to be doing this for Sony. It's his baby. He's sitting in the front row. He makes the announcement in the morning at CES that they're partnering with Nintendo. He's in the front row of the Nintendo keynote address, and the head of Nintendo gets up and announces to the world that they're going to be doing CDs. They're very excited. So he's getting ready to get up. You know, yes, this is our big news. With Philips. Publicly, purposefully, publicly humiliates the guy because they thought Sony was getting too cocky. And Nintendo controlled everything. Nintendo was Apple. Like, from start to finish, they controlled everything. If you were a developer with Nintendo, you had to get permission from Nintendo to make what they had to approve any game you made. Yeah. You were signed to an exclusive contract with Nintendo. You could only make games for Nintendo and only 5 games for Nintendo. And
they've actually only recently changed.
And
that.
You would spend hundreds of, if you're in a developer's, so you would spend 100 hours developing this game, submit it to Nintendo. Nintendo would say, nope. And you're screwed. Like, what do you do? What do you do? You've lost it. Nintendo ruled with an iron fist. But publicly humiliated.
Power.
So that guy goes back and he says, okay, well, I'm going to team up with Sega then. And it fit right into the strategy with Sega. But in the meetings with Sega, they both had a mutual hatred for Nintendo. And he says, hey, just so you know, I think at some future point, Sega, we're going to partner up. But I think Sony's getting into the game. And they purposefully went at, because of the public humiliation, like. And Sony didn't want to get in. All the higher ups at Sony were like, no, hardware is, we don't want hardware. Why are we getting into hardware? And he sold them on it. And he was driven because of the public humiliation. It's console wars. I'm 11 hours in and there's still 10 hours left in the book.
Yeah. Well, and then the PlayStation came out and it had Final Fantasy VII on it, which blew up.
Right. You know, it's.
Well, I mean,
and then you had the PlayStation 2, which is
when you're publicly humiliated, you go after people. I mean, look at Game of Thrones. You know, like there's some pretty hardcore stuff. When you get pissed off and and you have a vendetta,
it motivates you.
You get motivated.
Motivated.
But, yeah. But then even, you have the PlayStation 2, which just.
But even the way, so even that illustrates it. It illustrates too, guys. I highly recommend it. Console Wars. It's really good, but. It illustrated to me, too, for instance, Sega would have never existed without Sonic. Sega was basically dead in the water. Sonic
the Hedgehog. Built them.
And same with Xbox. Xbox would not exist if it was not for Halo, right? Yeah, you need... It really is. Nintendo came up with the saying, the name of the game is the game. Like, that's it. And that's true. I mean, when you look at Nintendo today, do they have the highest graphics, the most power, et cetera? No. The name of the game is the game. They have the games, right? Like, and that's...
And
what's the knock on Xbox versus PlayStation? This generation, PlayStation has the games. Microsoft, they have the service. They have the features. They don't have the games, right? The name of the game is the game. Nintendo, 1990.
Fascinating.
Listen, anyways, read the book, guys. It will blow your mind. We'll have, like, long discussions on it. Sorry, that's a super huge...
So yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Side. What were we talking about?
We were talking about our E3 predictions.
E3 predictions. Yeah.
So maybe something like that will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someone will.
Maybe some developer is going to get some hardware developers.
Publicly humiliate.
It's Razer.
Google Stadia.
Razer's going to just get right on stage.
And then be like, you know what?
You know what's going to happen? They're going to pants him right in front of everybody. And he didn't wear his washed pants.
You know, we're making our own system.
You know what? Screw you guys.
It also illustrates, though, that even though it's a super hard industry to get into and break into, it can be done. And look at what can become. So that's why you can never count out like a Google Stadia. But Google Stadia needs a game. That's it. Anyways, great question. Thank you very much, Black Knight. Sorry we got sidetracked there. Next question comes from Big Goose.
All right.
Big Goose says, hey, bros. It's 2020. There's a lot coming into the world of Xbox, Cyberpunk, and the console. To name a few, maybe a new COD. What are your thoughts on them maybe waiting a year and letting the Battle Pass play out? What are you guys looking forward to the most for this next year? I think the new console is easily it. But do you think Call of Duty is going to wait and let the Battle Pass play out?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
That's not their style?
I mean, when you make how many million dollars a pop per year?
No matter what you put out? It's like Star Wars. Call of Duty is the new Star Wars.
And not to mention people are still playing Black Ops 3 right now, right? So, yeah. I mean, theoretically, Modern Warfare can still have the Battle Pass, and they're just double dipping.
Yeah, I agree. And then then they'll have a Battle Pass on the new Black
Ops
game. Now,
actually, I do think it would do the Call of Duty good to take a year off, because I think when you take a year off, you build hype, right?
Mm.
Like with Forza.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think it's bad to take a year off, but no. I mean the way Call of Duty,
a better example I think is Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, Assassin's Creed, right? I'm really excited for the next
together.
One.
Odyssey comes out
because,
and rocks it.
Because the last Assassin's Creed, which basically wasn't Assassin's Creed, was one of the greatest Assassin's Creeds I've played.
Yep. Yeah, it was really good.
It was just.
You know
checked.
What? I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, it's cool. Everybody loves me. They're like, that guy just killed him. Ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Look at him. What are we going to do?
Yeah. It wasn't an Assassin's Creed game, but it was an Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, it was just...
It's just like, you know what? I'm just a badass. I can do whatever I want.
It was hilarious.
And everyone's like, ooh,
the achievements
cool.
were great. Yeah. I mean, but anyway, so...
What a good game.
Yeah, I think the way Call of Duty is set up is they have, the three studios, and they're each on a three-year cycle, right? They have, Sledgehammer, Infinity, and Treyarch, and they're on three-year cycles, right? So, I mean, I don't think they'll take a year off because of how they're structured, but, I mean, anytime you take a year off, you build hype, right?
Yeah, you know what I've been, this is a kind of different, I've been seeing a lot of Battlefield 4 clips lately, highlights.
Five?
And, no, four.
Four? Four, yeah.
And actually...
That's a good one.
That makes me want to play Battlefield 4 because I think Battlefield needs to come back into modern time.
No, I do too, and I hope the next Battlefield, which we now know is going to be released in 2021.
Yeah.
Probably October, November, end of the year. I actually personally hope that they don't mess things up this time, and that it's. Bad
because
Company 3.
Battlefield 5 is so much fun, but when I'm watching
Bad
these...
Bad Company 3 would be great.
That would be cool.
It'd bring you back to the modern time period. You'd have the name of Bad Company. You'd have a solid hilarious campaign.
Well, because it's been nice being in World War One, World War Two, these last mm-hmm. ones. But when you watch Battlefield 4, even though I mean that was a launch game for the Xbox, like that was a launch title for this new generation. And when I watch those, it's like, oh yeah, I want to play that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's back modern. Would be fun. Sorry, Spicy, you were going to say something?
I forgot what I was going to say, but I actually really like the World War II style as well. I think, I mean, before
well,
that...
Well, no, I like it too, but...
Before that came out, it was just, everything was modern, right? Yeah.
Well, so, everything was futuristic.
That's true. That everything true. Was in the future.
Yeah, that is true.
Even in the future, nothing works, you know?
So, no, I think...
Out of order.
Right now, I really like Battlefield. It's one of my favorite franchises of all time. I think DICE needs to find themselves... Over this next year. I also think they need to get the guy that's in charge of Battlefront, because I think he's making good decisions.
Well, yeah, that game has just spiked.
And maybe just shift his office across the hallway.
Battlefront has just spiked recently. Everybody's playing it. That game is beautiful.
Well, it's because they've completely reworked it. They stuck with it. They did a good job.
From EA. There you go. EA. Yeah. Have faith in EA. Anthem, for those of you doubting Anthem.
Well, and actually,
this could be an example of what
actually,
Anthem does.
This is actually what's super fascinating. So... This week or last week, they announced that DICE LA is actually no longer going to be DICE LA. It's going to be a division of EA, and Vince Zampelli is going to be the head over it.
Okay.
And he's from Titanfall.
That's
from Respawn, right?
Which is smart.
I forget what they're going to call it. It's not DICE LA. It's not DICE LA anymore. It's going to be its own. I forget what they call it, but it's EA still, but they're going to be working on their new things. What's interesting about that is DICE LA was actually a huge part of making Battlefield 4 work. If you remember, Battlefield 4 launched and it was, let's be honest, it was just bad.
Well, you couldn't even play.
I mean, you shot a tree and headshotted that guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was really, really bad, right? DICE LA was a huge help with fixing all of that. And now Battlefield 4, I think Battlefield 4 is a perfected Battlefield 3. And I think Battlefield 4 is one of the best in the series as it stands now.
Today. Yeah. Well, and here's the even better thing. Vince Zampelli overseeing this and bringing us a Bad Company 3.
Well, it's not DICE anymore, though.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that will come out of whatever that new iteration of the studio
is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if DICE would let him oversee, right? Because Battlefield's their baby, right? You know?
Yeah, but EA is their overlord.
Yeah. Yeah. So... So it's going to be really interesting. So with DICE,
Prima Nupta.
With DICE, I believe they're in.
That's exactly.
I believe
Vince Zampelli gets
gonna
gets one
Prima Nupta.
He's going to take his rights.
I believe
deflower the company,
because DICE LA. Yeah,
he's totally going to deflower on their wedding night.
Because DICE LA was just like a subsidiary of DICE, right? So I believe DICE is in Stockholm, right? Sweden. I know they're in Sweden. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how DICE not having that extra help. I mean, they probably still do have the help from different studios. That's how a lot of these studios work, right?
Now that Vince
all
is
under
a badass.
One, yeah, because they're all under one umbrella. But it's going to be super interesting to see how DICE handles not having DICE LA as like a crutch anymore, right? Because recently, I think DICE has made a lot of not good decisions.
Yeah.
Well, because what they do, they kill me, man. They're like, you know what? This year we're going to be great. We're going to have awesome stuff. We're going to release new patches. We're going to come out with new weapons that are awesome. We're going to come out with the Pacific War. And then we're going to bend you over 2 weeks after that and come out with one of the worst patches ever.
And then two weeks after that,
they didn't revert at all. They reverted some of it, and they didn't even revert it. They just dialed it back, right? I mean, it's their game, and if they want it to play a certain way, they can. But I don't think it was necessary. And the problem is the game
is
when
we're really rich and we like... own a gaming studio, let's just do that. Just to mess with people.
Deflower a company?
No. Let's just come in and say, these are the patches we want to do. Launch them next week. And then wait
just
a couple
see their
days.
Faces?
And then wait a couple days and be like, you know that patch? Take it back. Roll it back.
Just for fun.
So instead of announcing events, that's what it'll be, patches.
It's a really interesting time for DICE and EA, because as I thought, and this is just me, I thought the new studio that Zampelli is over is actually making their own new IP. Now, I may have read that wrong
I did read that. I think you're
correct. But I thought they were making a new different game, right? Yeah,
I think you're correct on that.
So that's why we do know there's a new Battlefield coming in 2021, probably end of the year. Personally, I would like to see it come back to modern combat, and I think Battlefield Bad Company 3 would be a good place, because you'd get the hype of Bad Company, because it's one of the fan favorites, right? And you're coming back to Modern Warfare, which is super fun. But I really do think DICE needs to go on a spiritual journey this year and find themselves.
Go on a walkabout.
Go walkabout, yeah.
Go up into the mountains.
We can host the retreat. Come to us. Yeah. Come to Utah. The X1 Bros will host a retreat.
We'll charge a huge consultation fee.
We'll help.
Let me tell you what to do, DICE.
We'll help you recenter yourself.
It's actually incredibly simple. Everything that your community like is used to, don't change it.
All the things they like,
yeah.
Keep those things. All the things they don't like, change those things.
Yeah, don't change everything. Oh,
if
and by
you
the way,
think they should like something that they end up not liking, it's not because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that.
Don't tell them they're stupid.
This
and especially don't tell them not to buy your stuff.
Yeah. This can be hashtag everyone's battlefield if you do it properly.
Yes.
You know, not
come
hashtag
to Utah.
Everyone's
we can
battlefield.
Do some skiing.
Only for seven
we can do
people.
Some snowboarding. We'll get a little ski chateau.
We'll schedule a massage.
Get a ski chateau.
Pedicure.
Can we'll have
pedicure?
A hot tub out in the snow. Recenter yourselves, and we'll just talk.
We'll watch John Wick.
We'll watch John Wick.
Do
to recenter
maybe
ourselves.
Maybe Rocky IV if we have time.
Perhaps.
You know? Well, the thing is, because I.
Little sauna action going.
It almost feels like Battlefield is having an identity crisis. Because when they came out, they were all about like, this is going to be a hardcore game of attrition, right? Like we have those attrition elements. You lose ammo. Your health matters. You got to manually heal, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then you come out with this latest patch, which basically is like, oh yeah, here's a ton of ammo. And by the way, you just look left and there's the entire screen of enemies, right? Because they're all spotted, right? I mean, I don't know what they want Battlefield to be. Do they want it to be a hardcore game? I think that's what they should go for. Or do they want it to be like a super more casual game? Yeah. And then randomly, you have, which, I mean, sparks a debate. People think differently. Randomly, you have really weird cosmetics that don't fit within that time period. So
Go-Go Gadget hook arm?
Yeah, which I think they took out, actually. But it just...
Go-Go Gadget.
Yeah. It doesn't... And I was one of the ones that actually liked that first trailer because I thought we were going to the future. I thought it was going to be Battlefield 2054 again, right?
Regardless. It's a super fun game.
No, it really is. I really do think they need... I really do think they need to find themselves.
Yeah. So come to Utah, guys.
And maybe go across the hall.
Nude sauna action as a group.
Maybe go across.
Nothing centers yourself better than that. It's what we do before every show.
Maybe go across the hall and say
nude sauna action as a group.
Nude sauna?
Oh yeah, it's the only way to go.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just need to go across the hall and say, "Hey, Battlefront, what are you guys doing that's working?" And they'll probably respond, "Oh, we read our forms."
Oh, everything that you guys are doing, we're not doing that.
By principle, everything you do, we actually try to do the opposite,
and that actually works out really well.
Yeah. We ask ourselves, "What would those guys do?" And we do the opposite.
Don't do it.
Last question comes in. Thank you very much, Big Goose.
Just for the record, I do really like Battlefield 5.
Yeah,
we're
just joking. We're giving them
a
hard time.
They just make some changes that
are
frustrating.
We're just giving them a hard time. Anubis writes in and says, "How was your holidays? I miss this podcast," he says. Well, thank you very much. We miss doing it. What was your favorite present? Or if not favorite one, which one would you like to tell us?
Oh, I know one.
Go ahead, Jordan, go.
Escape from Tarkov, Edge of Darkness Edition.
I just got it 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Christmas present, though? Anything? I have a few. Some members of the community gifted us a bunch of Amazon devices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's one of my favorite gifts. Another one is Drop Mix.
Oh, that was a fun game.
Which is this... Who is the
Harmonix?
Yeah, it's Harmonix, but a board game. You hook up your phone to it. You throw down cards. It changes the beat. It's regardless of the beat. Let's say the beat's not there. It's just a really fun card game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good game. Have you played it, Spicy, yet?
No, we've set it up because we had to get stuff on the phone and stuff.
Yeah,
so we've set it up. We're ready to play it.
Well, it is so fun, and it's a game that me and Tiffany. That's my wife. We've just played one-on-one. Like, after kids go to bed, let's go, honey. But it's entertaining because of, like, the extra music. Yeah. It's cool.
I've bought two expansions already.
Oh, yeah.
And the collection factor is actually really fun because you add your cards. Christmas present, though, I actually did, from the community, get a game, My Hero Academia.
Oh.
The game. It's one of my, it's super, yeah.
Have you
I'm actually a My Hero Academia fanboy right now.
A lot of people are telling me I should watch it. Yeah,
it's
a
really
lot
good.
Of people.
Really
a lot of weebs I know are telling me I should watch it.
Yeah, everyone. Anyway, yeah, so that's,
and
that's
a good one. I have one more that I forgot.
I
do have one more, actually. Oh, okay. Sorry. Casey Jedi sent us his old Oculus.
Yeah. And we've set it up on that PC over there.
And I will say this. I had made my opinion about VR based off, and I still hold the same overall principle that they're going to need a game and an experience, right? It's definitely getting there. The PlayStation VR compared to the Oculus is a toy. The Oculus is superior in every way. And it is a very cool experience. And Saber Beat. Have you been
Beat
going hard?
Saber.
Have you? Oh, Beat Saber. Have you been going hard at that, Spicy?
Have I been what?
Have you been Beat Sabering it?
Yeah, have I been beating hard?
Have you been Beat Sabering it?
Have you been beating it hard?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have been. Well, I've played it a couple times, right? I think that game is a perfect example of a game that could work really well with it, right?
Yeah.
There are a few games that I think would work well with it, but the games that do work well with it are good. Like, I actually want to set up, what's that spaceship
Elite
game?
Dangerous?
Elite Dangerous with that. I think Elite Dangerous is going to be just outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
I actually want to mount joysticks.
Well, you have a joystick
you have a
set up.
Master.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have one, but I want to figure out a way so it feels like I'm in the game.
In a cockpit.
Right? Yeah. I was trying out some things. I got another game.
Gladiator?
It was a gladiator,
cool?
Which was actually really fun.
Everybody says the Darth Vader one is like the one you have to get.
The problem with the Darth Vader one is it's a 40. So I was looking at it. I was thinking, get it, because you told me that it
everyone,
probably
that's what everyone's saying. Yeah,
it's a 40 minute game that costs $20. So that's why I was like, right. And I played Minecraft on there.
Beta. It is beta, technically.
Yeah. The problem I have with it is, in Beat Saber, I was fine.
Yeah.
Playing Beat Saber, that game is fantastic. Any other game I played, I was about to throw up.
Any other game?
That I played, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. See, Minecraft. And
Minecraft
made
me nauseous.
In a game like Beat Saber, stuff is coming at you, and you can move to it and back it, but you're not moving around a world, right? Yeah. Minecraft, you're moving around this world, which I can say, being in our Minecraft realm, which by the way, guys, if the Minecraft realm is amazing, like being there, it does have this feeling of like, wow, look at, I'm downtown. This is sweet. But walking around in that game is like a 10-hour car ride where someone is thrown up in the back seat and the air conditioning is broke in 120.
That's what got me.
Weather. That's what it really does. It just.
So Minecraft ruined me. And so I had to put that game and I've put on Beat Saber again to play with, to let James see it. Cause he showed up the other day. And it, I mean, when the game is meant for it, it's fantastic. Like it works.
It's a cool experience. Yeah.
It's a really cool experience. And the game has to be, you know, it's hard to say it correctly, but it has to be good and has to be meant specifically for VR. Right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I am excited about it because I want VR to succeed. I do. But I don't want to be playing party trick games. Right. So I don't know. It's really cool. I mean, and Beat Saber is the first time I have enjoyed a VR experience. Mm-hmm. Beat Saber is fantastic. It is a really good game.
And I just want to say, before we get to these guys here, thank you everybody who was kind from the community
and
sent us gifts and sent us amazing gifts.
The Oculus, I mean, that was a tremendous gift.
Really we're just blown away. There's lots, and people don't necessarily want to be named, so we won't name names, but thank you. We had multiple people send us gifts for Christmas. Thank you very much, guys. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to us.
Can I tell about another gift that's not gaming related?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was really a cute thing. A little boy, a little kid in my war or in my neighborhood, right?
Uh-huh.
He brought me cereal. And hey, I thought that was
awesome.
He just like, "Hey, I know you like Reese's Puffs.
Here you go."
And here you go. Merry
that
Christmas.
That is awesome.
Cuz it was like specific cuz that's my favorite cereal, right?
Yeah.
I love Reese's Puffs, so anyways, that's like one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten. A little
that is hilarious.
Yeah, a young man in my neighborhood brought over some cereal for me.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty
Jordan.
Good. Yeah, best cereal ever.
Best gift for you?
Didn't I already say it?
Oh yeah. No, but it was anything else?
No,
My Hero Academia?
Yeah, My Hero Academia was good. Well, we got a lot of good stuff.
Based on Console Wars, I have one more. Based on Console Wars, this was a self gift that I gave myself because I'm reading the book Console Wars. I bought myself a Sega Genesis Mini.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
I haven't hooked it up yet. I haven't taken it out of the box because my wife doesn't know that I bought it for myself, but it's there. still in the Amazon box that it came in.
That's funny. What games are on that?
Everything.
Even the new games.
The only games that matter. But
I loved X-Men.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming over to play.
The one I really wanted, the Sonics. I want to go back through all the Sonics. That's really what inspired me because it is a unique game. I mean, it is a unique platformer, right? Like the speed, the abilities that had never been done before. Like Sonic is really what I bought it for. So
getting ready for the movie.
I
actually think the movie looks good. I'm actually excited to go see it.
Yeah, I'm getting okay.
He doesn't seem that excited.
I feel okay. I'm not like super excited about it.
I'm pretty excited for it.
Guys, first episode of 2020. This is going to be a huge year. Thank you everybody for being here. Thank you everybody for being live in chat. Again, one of the big goals, one of the best ways to support us is to go rate, review us over at Apple Podcasts. It's the best, one of the best ways to do it. Also, come jump in, pull up the live streams as much as you guys can. That is a fantastic way this year to help us. Our goal over the next over the first part of this year is to get to 100 people in the stream whenever we stream. If we do that, we're getting exposure over on Mixer like never before. And we have a community that can do that. We've been there. We've almost been there before. The adjustments to Sparks kind of changed stuff for us, but that's a huge goal for us for right now. So anytime we go live, anytime we're streaming, come join us or keep it up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do the old podcast over on Mixer.com/X1Bros. 2020, here it comes. Enjoy your games this week, guys. We'll be back next week. Any you guys want to say anything?
I'm excited to talk about Kakarot next week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm going to stay up late
Spice
on Thursday
gonna,
and play
I guarantee
it.
You Spice is going to, first thing he's going to do is go try and cook.
I'm sure I will. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Was Chi-Chi's?
With Chi-Chi's place.
That's your wife.
Chi-Chi.
That's your
wife.
That's Goku's wife.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, that's
smoking.
Awesome.
Smoking. Have a good one, everybody.